Blog Talk Radio.
You just tuned in to Blog Talk Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, wealthiest, and most jubilant sister in the world. That's right. My name is Minister Cherie Humphrey. I am the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Time of the Spirit in Me, and the producer of A Star is Born Talent Events and Talk to Me Media. Our motto is Standing Firm on the Promises of God. Thank you so much for tuning back in on this new year. This is the first episode of the year, so it is definitely special, and special to me. We're just going to be talking about happy things, you know, what makes you happy. Think about it. You know, what are some of the things that you're trying to do on this new year? Why is it exciting for you to be starting the new year? And so we're going to get into that. I had two guests that were scheduled, but my first guest, J.M. Marie, fell sick. So, you know, we need to pray for her and hope that she gets better soon, but I will be rescheduling her. And in fact, I do have a little special something from her, which is one of her newest singles that she has out now. So I'll be playing that at some point during the show. I do want people to know that if you would like to support me as far as my trip going to Israel, I want to just a greater relationship with God on this year and maybe a special awakening. So if you want to support, you can donate. Go to my GoFundMe page, which is up here on the show page. And I do want to get into the preliminary things and talk about some of the other stuff as well, like the birthdays, et cetera, et cetera. So if you would like to order books or art, go to the show page. And my website is up there, www.ditrfindingthespiritinme.org. You can put in /books or /art by Cherie, and it'll take you directly to the page, or just browse the website. There's several pages on my website. If you want to book me for anything, teaching curriculum to the youth, teaching curriculum to young adults, etc., you could do that. In fact, Diamonds in the Rough was first started by doing curriculum and teaching kids basic Bible principles. And then we got into plays, and then it just grew and grew and grew. So if any of that interests you, please, if you want to book your radio interview, reach out to me, text me. You could DM me. I just know that, the best way to get me is to text me. Or you can reach out to me on Messenger on Facebook and let me know that you're serious about having an interview or a column done on you. So I am going to get into the birthdays for this month or since the last show. That is Angie Dine. My youngest niece, Isaiah Evans, I call her Zi-Fi Blue. She turned 4 years old. I had a wonderful New Year's Day, brought it in on my knees in prayer with True Vine. And then during the day, I went to church and fellowshipped at church. And then I left and went to my baby niece's birthday party. And it was just so cute. Also, I want to give a birthday shout out to Cinnamon Brown. Her birthday is actually today. Karen Evans, Myra Etheridge, Tucker, Fishman, Paul Summons, Key Factor, Thais Ingram, Cece Martinez, my brother-in-law, Pastor Tim Williams, Kaylin Jackman Pagel, my little cousin, Samri Shabazz, Vincent Luchin, I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, Ebony Griffin, Eric Morris, my cousin Lamar Taylor, Matthew Kirkwood, Kayla Tennant, Dirk Miller, Doremius Williams, Anthony Williams, Sharice Henry, Tari Taylor, Queenie Mims, Tish Robinson, Antoinette Jones, Wayne Patrick Brown, Apostle Kathy Whitfield, Micah PX, my cousin, Christian Stevens, my cousin, Sierra Clark, Betty Mayo, Rana, Bubba Bass Williams, he was the one who taught me how to do the beatbox way back in the day, Rick Hubble, Tamara Britt, and Ron Thomas. So those are the birthdays, some of the birthdays on this month that have passed or is coming up or is today. I do want to send out condolences to anyone who has lost someone that they love and care about. My condolences and sympathy go out to you and your family. I had a couple of deaths in the family or near close to being family on last year. So I understand exactly what you're going through. So, my prayers are for you that you get through it and you get through it in a very peaceful way. Because we all grieve differently and we all grieve for our own amount of time. So that being said, I do want to go to a quick musical break. And I'm going to go and play a little something by Kim, I Can't Stop Loving You. Then I'm come back and I'm going to read the bio of my first caller, my only caller, and go from there.
I think about the day I met the perfect stranger. I think about us. I think about the day I got wrapped around your finger. I think about us. The sun was shining on you. The Lord was smiling on me. And love was calling us. I had my mind made up. I can't stop loving you. I can't help myself. And I can't get over. never thought I'd ever love anyone else. In my weakness, I think about us. And I think about the day you left without speaking. I think about the love we have for our children. I think about us today. I think about the way we laugh without a reason. I think about us, girl. Somebody tell me why I feel like I'm dying. Lord, what's come over me? Ooh, baby, can't you see that I can't stop loving you?
I can't stop loving you. That was Kim, I Can't Stop Loving You. I love that song. Happy New Year to everyone. It is 2023. We are embarking upon a new chapter in our life, and God willing, we will have new things and better and greater things on the horizon. So I am going to read the bio of my caller, Benita Brooks. Born and raised in New Britain, Connecticut, Benita moved to Waterbury, Connecticut in 1991 to get more into performing professionally. Benita's mother and grandmother put her in the church choir after hearing her singing Always and Forever by Heat Wave at age 4. She then began participating in talent shows and even had a spot in the famous Showtime at the Apollo stage. A mother of three, Benita managed to balance work, motherhood, and performing to try to put her talent out there. Benita has had the pleasure of sharing the stage with several bands with the help of Mr. Howard Pookie Williams to give her a start, such as the New Colors Band, and doing background vocals for Mr. Fred Parris and the Five Satins. She is now the lead female singer of the Bernadette's Band, as well as doing freelance and studio work. Benita is known to have impeccable voice skills with no plans of slowing down. And so I'm going to click her in right now. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Good evening. Yes,
good
ma'am.
Good evening. How are you?
I am great. I'm blessed and highly favored. How about yourself?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Yes, I am. Even on good days and bad days, I'm blessed and highly favored. So
that's
right. I just want to say, Benita, thank you so much for being flexible, because this is the first show of the year. I want to start it off right, and it is a pleasure having you on.
I thank you so much for having me.
Yes, yes. And I met you, I believe it was at my friend's event, but I'm not sure, because I've seen you a couple of times before you sang at Thelma's Restaurant. A friend of mine, ML Brooks, she had a community festival, and then I was doing media for Earn Brown at the Summer Groove, and I saw you perform there as well, and you just command the stage, and I love that.
Thank you so much.
Yes, yes. So let's get a little bit more into who you really are and what you're doing now and where you plan to go. Because most singers start off in church, and they start off in the choir or what
have
you. What did you bring, you know, take out of that experience that you're utilizing now and implementing into your life now as a singer?
Well, it's always been a love of mine, and I think what kind of got the fire lit under me from remembering as a child, the amount of joy that it brought to people. You know, anytime I would open my mouth and sing anything, you know, then I would have family members go, come on, go get her, let's hear her again. And, you know, it just seemed to bring smiles to so many faces, particularly my grandmother. And
yes.
Then it turned into, as I started growing older, you know, of course, with the church and stuff like that. But as I got older, then I started to get requests for, well, why don't you come and sing at my friend's wedding and come and sing at my friend's party? And it started off as fun. And as I went along, then I kind of noticed that, you know, I can kind of do something here with this. And and then it just turned into more professional things, you know, bigger weddings, bigger stages, and friends of mine who had friends of theirs that knew someone in a band. Well, let's get her and see what we can do here and there. And the more that I started to do it, the bigger the love that I had for it. So it just kind of stuck with me, and here I am.
And exactly, and it's like you know, when you're young, you know, a lot of times different situations and experience bring upon a greater creativity in many different areas. And when you stick with it, you know, throughout your teenage years, throughout your young adult life, you just become more, you know, you get better at what it is that God has put inside of you. And,
absolutely.
You know, it's great when you can have that and someone pulls that out of you and sees what's inside of you from childhood. And what would you say to people that didn't have that kind of support or someone noticing the gift inside of them? What would you say to them that want to get their start now that they're older?
I would say just never stop. Keep on going. You keep on pushing. You keep on striving. Because first off, you know, there's so much talent out there. There's a lot of hidden talent out there that hasn't even been introduced to any of us yet. But you also get those people out there who are not so nice, you know, who don't give you that shot. You don't get that chance. But as long as
right.
you believe in yourself and you know that you can do it, what God has put upon you, strive
absolutely.
And you never quit. Because if you quit, how is anyone supposed to know what true talent you have at all if you don't place it out
that's
there?
That's true. That is the absolute
you know.
Truth. And, you know, sometimes, you know, fear can hold us back from doing a lot of different things. And I'm speaking for those who might be a little afraid to put their best foot forward and to follow their dreams. And, you know, what is the best advice to give to someone like that? They got the talent, but they're fearful. What would you say to them as a Christian woman who's been doing this all her life?
Well, first off, you have to give it prayer. You have to pray about it, especially if it's something that you are truly that passionate about, because God will take you through anything. And if it's something that you're
yes.
truly passionate about, you're going to find that oomph for it. If it's something that you really want
right.
to do, you're going to find the time for it. You're going to find the place and the space and everything else if that's truly what you want to do. But it all starts with prayer. You pray about it.
Yes.
And if it's something that's
yes.
really meant for you, then God will place that in your path for you to do so.
Yes, absolutely. And that gets me to the next question, because a lot of people that I've had on this radio show have had, you know, the experience of being at the Apollo. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we grew up with it. You know, seeing it on TV, you know, back in the 80s, the 90s, seeing all these superstars hit that stage, as well as amateur. And, you know, not everybody gets a shot at rubbing that tree stump. So what was that experience like for you?
Oh, it was rough at first, you know. And as you said, you know, watching it growing up as a child on Saturday mornings, you know, I couldn't wait for that. I lived for that part, you know, but, you know, it's a totally different situation watching it on TV as opposed to being there front and center, you know, because you may have been a little nervous sitting in front of your TV, but trust and believe me when I tell you when you're actually there, oh, that turns into a different type of party, you know. And you have so many different eyes on you, and then you feel the attitudes of the other contestants because they want to beat you out. And, you know, it's exciting but scary at the same time, you know.
Absolutely.
And but once you, as I saw it on TV, just to be up there and have that experience to rub that log, and you get out there and you feel the love from the people that's watching you, you tend to, you end up getting that courage.
Yeah,
you end up getting that courage, and especially, and see, Apollo was a very, very tough crowd. You know, you with them, you either had it or you didn't. It was one or the other.
That's right. Yep.
And we were, it was a girl group that I was actually in at that time. I will never forget it. We were called Blacker the Berry, and it was myself and Kinez and Jello Feet, and, you know, we were so nervous, but then once we started singing, you know, our harmony was dead right. And everything was sounding good. And once we looked out there and we saw people snapping their fingers and bopping their heads, oh, you couldn't tell us nothing then. Then the rest of it became easy. The rest of it became very, very easy. And then once you hear that applause, that's the best.
How long, Benita, did y'all wait in line? Because I know when I first went, well, it's actually my second time to be on that stage, I waited 8.5 hours in the freezing cold. The line was wrapped around the building.
Well,
how long was
fortunately,
it roughly?
Fortunately, we didn't have to wait because the gentleman that was managing us was the fiance of one of the members. So he knew somebody that worked there. So he kind of got us in right off the bat. So we didn't have to wait outside. You know, we were able to kind of, you know, cut through that tape and go right inside. Once we got inside, though, I would say it was about maybe a 3 or 4 hour wait downstairs because you had so many different contestants ahead of you. You had to wait your turn, but I didn't care if I waited all night. I was at the Apollo, so I didn't care.
That's right.
I didn't care. I did not care. You couldn't tell me nothing. So we waited about 4 or 5 hours, and then we got up there and we did our thing, and we actually came in second place. So it was a good day.
Great.
It was a good day. We didn't win, but second place was enough for me.
And just to have the experience, like, and to know that you were selected, you know, that also is a great confidence booster, and also something that will stick with you forever. Because I mean, legends have graced that stage that, you know, some are dead now. We probably won't meet, but then there's other legends still living, you know. And to say that you've been on that stage as well is an accomplishment.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And I know I've been on the stage 3 times. The first time I was, like, kind of similar to your situation. And but I wasn't in the right headspace at that time. You know, I was drinking and doing everything, you know, that young people do, cuss rate you and the crew out, slam the mic on the floor. I was just too much for my own self. But that second time, I was sober-minded. I was, you know, a deeper relationship with God. It went well. Sandman didn't come out. I didn't cuss nobody out. It was just beautiful. You know, my whole church supported me at that time. And then the third time I did it, I sang background for this girl who was a recording artist. We were both on the same label. So, you know, but like you said, that's something that stays with you for your lifetime, because everyone can't say that they have been on the Apollo and had a good experience. So that's wonderful.
Right.
Tell me about the Bernadettes, though.
The Bernadettes, I joined that band, I want to say, going on 7 years now. This year, I think this September will be 7 years that I've been with them. And I ended up coming across them through a mutual band member of mine. She was their lead singer. Her name is Natalie Redd. She was their lead singer, and I want to say her job relocated her to D.C. So she it would have been too much of a commute for her to come back and forth to Connecticut all the time, trying to battle that in juggle work. So when she made the announcement to the band that she would have to leave, she said, you know, I don't want to leave you guys without a female singer, so I want to introduce you to a friend of mine and, you know, and see how she works out. I'll have her come to our next gig, give her a song to try out, and if you guys like her, maybe you can work something out. And I did just that. She invited me to a show they had, and I got up there, and I did one song, and I've been with them ever since. They liked what they heard. They liked me. The band member, the leader of the band, his name is Mr. Brian Kearney. Once he and I had that initial meeting and he told me what he was looking for, he said he liked my sound. It's been that way ever since. And it'll be 7 years in a couple of months.
Wow, that's great. That's awesome. Because you get a different type of, what should I say, feel when you are with others on the stage and you're a group or a band as opposed to being a solo artist only. And I've seen you sing. I've seen you sing solo. I don't believe I've seen the Bernadettes yet, but I would love to. What do you think is like the difference between that, you know, far as experience goes with being solo or being with a group? How would someone choose if they should be in a group or if they should be solo?
Well, there's several reasons that that one can allow themselves to be a part of a group. A lot of it, as you and I were discussing a few moments ago, a lot of it is fear. Once you're in a band, you're not up there by yourself. You have other people that can take on that slack, that can, if you happen to make a tiny mistake, there's someone that's there that can help turn into another whole family. You know, I think of my band as my second family. So it just becomes a more family oriented unit. And the longer that you stay with them and you become, that's my brother in song. That's my sister in song. And the longer that you're with that band, you just kind of know each other's ins and outs. And it just makes it much better because it's a unity. As opposed to doing things solo, I love that as well. One can say they can get a lot more leeway at times being solo because they're not limited to particular things that they can do. You can be able to stretch yourself out more. You can do a whole lot more things than you can as a unit because you're not by yourself. So you have to make sure that everyone is in tune with what you're doing. The songs have to fit the band. The musicians have to be able to play, you know. And being solo, I love it all. Whether it's solo or whether it's in a band, I love it all. But I'm very versatile with what I do. I can do anything solo. I can do anything with a unit.
Yes.
You know,
I think an absolute must, because if you're in entertainment, you definitely need to know how to be flexible and versatile, because you're going to have so many adverse situations, you know, good and bad. So you're going to have to know how to adjust. If you can't adjust, then it's probably not the profession for you. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely agree. And as I said, once you become versatile, that you can pretty much stretch yourself out and do it all, then there is no limit to how far you can go. You know, I've sang with bands. I've done the solo. I've even done shows where if for whatever reason the band wasn't able to be free that day, if they were already booked, but that event still had to go on, I would do a whole show with backing tracks if I had to. You know, I've done that for talent shows and karaoke contests and all that type of stuff. So as long as you can be able to say, me anywhere, I got this. There's no issue.
That is so true. That is, I know from being a spoken word artist and being with a recording company and oh, my God, the different situations. We don't even have time to get into it. But mm-hmm. it was a learning experience, and it made me, like you said, versatile. It made me flexible. It made me be on point with what I had to do and focused on what I needed to do as opposed to what the situation surrounding it was, you know. Mm-hmm. It just gives you a whole, I would say, different type of oomph, determination, you know.
Right.
And I love that. I love singing with choirs as well because I sang with the McDonald's Choir for 10 years. I miss mm-hmm. my family. That was my New York family, you know, going into Harlem for rehearsals. You know, it was just like a part of me. And when I couldn't do it anymore, it broke my heart. You know, so shout out to A. Curtis Farrell, the producer of McDonald's Fest, former producer Matthew Kirkwood, and all the people that came and you know, are working there now. They were like family, so I get it. I get it. Tell me some of the favorite artists you have or those that influenced you, you know.
Well, I want to say, first off, I want to say that Whitney Houston was one of my all-time female artists. Rest in peace to her. I won
yes.
my first couple of talent contests off of doing covers of her songs alone. Whitney Houston,
for real?
Anita Baker.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I won my mm-hmm. very first talent show off of Whitney Houston. Stephanie Mills is another one of my
okay.
favorites. Anita
yes.
Baker, Rochelle
yep.
Farrell.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I want to say that she is so underrated. You know, Rochelle Farrell is an amazing songstress.
Now,
Lettucey.
Tell me what she sang again. What was one of her? Because I don't remember her.
With
Rochelle
Open Arms?
Farrell, you said?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, I knew.
With Open Arms,
that.
And I think she did a couple of collabs with Will Downing as well.
Oh, yeah.
But
yes,
she's an amazing artist.
Lord.
And Miss Tina
okay.
Marie.
Uh-huh.
You know.
No doubt.
So that would be, you know, the list for my females. And as far as male is concerned, Dave Hollister, only one of
yes.
my favorite male singers, Avant, Anthony Hamilton, Luther Vandross,
yes,
of
no
course.
Doubt. Oh, yes,
yeah, there's
yes,
a lot,
absolutely.
You know, a lot of singers out there that I got my start from, you know. And of course,
right.
you mentioned before back in the day, and I'm talking about back in the day on Saturday morning when we had the cassette tapes that we used to wind up with the pencils and stuff when it was, you know what I mean, tying up on you, and I'm in the mirror with a hairbrush. That was me,
yep,
you know, and
yep,
that was me always, absolutely, that was me always with the dream, like, I'm going to get
for
on
real.
Somebody's stage one day, and, you know, God made that possible for me to do just that, so. I just love to do what I do. I love to sing, you know, and as long as
right.
I see that it brings joy to people's faces, let me know I'm doing something right.
And you know, when I saw you too, you something was wrong with your foot, like you had hurt your leg or your foot, and you still performed, and that's what professional is. You know, even with an obstacle in a situation like that, you pushed mm-hmm. forward because you had an obligation. And
right.
that shows a great business sense. And a lot of people that's coming up now don't have that type of integrity when it comes to being professional. What do you say about that?
Choose not to, you know, then I would say, shame on them, because you still have that chance to get out there and do what you need to do. Now, the only way that I would not have done that show is if my voice was completely stripped. And
right.
that would have literally been the only way that I would not have shown. But, you know, I had a bad case of sciatica in my leg, which was what the issue was. And, you know, through
mm-hmm.
exercise and all that type of stuff, nothing was working. But that leg brace was the only thing that kind of even, you know, gave me the energy to walk. I was able to stand up straight, but I said, I still have a commitment. I'm not just going to call
yes.
and tell them, no, I can't do it because I have a little bit of pain. People go to work with migraines
right.
every day. It's still a commitment,
yes, they do.
And I wanted mm-hmm. to make sure that I honored that. So I was telling my fiance, I said, even if I have to do the entire show sitting down, that's what I'm going to do.
Right.
And we still had a good time.
Sure did. And you was chilling.
And we
was
still had a good time.
Even with that brace on your leg.
So I can listen. Hopefully I don't look too crazy. Hopefully I don't look too crazy with the brace. But it's, hey, if that's what it is, it's what it is.
Yes.
I won't have this brace on forever.
No, you won't. You won't. And, you know, you have such a great personality that people look through that. It didn't even matter. You know, and, you know, to me it didn't. And other people had a wonderful time still. So on that note, we're going to take a little break. I'm going to play a little bit of J.N. Marie's single Personal. And
okay.
I'm going to come back, read a couple scriptures, and I'm going to continue the interview. So just hold on. Don't hang up.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Here it is, J.N. Marie's Personal.
I just wanna get personal.
There you have it. That was Personal by J. Ann Marie. I love it. This is a new artist, up and coming, a young woman who is trying to do her thing and make her mark, and she's starting off real good. And beautiful young lady. I love that her voice is melodic and sweet. And so you'll be hearing some more from J. Ann Marie. You have tuned in to Talk to Me Radio. This is Cherie Humphrey of Diamonds in the Rough, Talk to Me Media. This is the first show of the year. My guest is waiting patiently. I've been interviewing singer Benita Brooks of the Bernadettes, who is also a solo artist as well. And so we're going to continue that interview, but I need to get first back into get into some scriptures. And also, I just want to let people know, if you want to buy any art, if you want to buy books, children's books that deal with all kind of issues, real issues that children may have, please go to my website. If you'd like to help me in my journey to get to Israel with the church that I'm attending, please do that by going to my GoFundMe page. I'm expecting great and mighty things in the Lord this year, just a deeper level with God. And so I believe that this is one of the ways that will help me. So if you would like $10, $20 or more, please go to my GoFundMe page. And my website has a lot of different things up there. So we're talking about new starts, new beginnings, refreshing, the new year, what is in store for us. So scripture-wise, coming out of the New Living Translation, 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." And that means the old way of doing things or being is leaving. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer, sometimes it doesn't, but you are now born again in Christ. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans of welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." So when you give your life over to Christ, you know that there's hope. You know, faith without works is dead, and we put our faith and hope in Christ. And so Isaiah 43:19 says, "Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." And God knows he has done certainly that for me in many areas, just made a way. You know, Isaiah 40:31, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run, not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." That, by far, was one of my very favorite scriptures, because it's talking about renewing your strength. And on days when I didn't think I could go on or didn't have the energy, the strength, or the mind to continue battling all type of things in my lifetime, you know, that scripture always gave me peace and solace. I'm going to read Luke 7:47. "Therefore I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but he who is forgiven little loves little." And one of my others was, you know, thinking about the love of Christ and, you know, talking about the love of Christ and all the many sins that I had when I rededicated myself and came back to Christ, which I've done a few times. And love covers a multitude of sins. And I just, you know, those are things that I embedded in myself. You know, I was young. I thought, you know, me sleeping on the Bible, you know, would help me to get the scriptures in my brain, because at that time I couldn't remember nothing. You know, now I can, you know, and that's after years and years of hearing it, you know. So, you know, once in reading also, of course. So you want to, you know, try to do that when you're in Christ, you know, get some scriptures that you can stand on and that are relevant to you or your situation. You know, we look at the scripture now, it might mean something different to us in 5 years and may speak to us in a whole new different way. So in any case, I want to get back to my caller. I am going to read all the people who have graced this show that I remembered over the past 12 and a half years plus. And I'll do that at the end of the show. But for those of you who don't know the show, I've been doing it almost 12 years. April will be 13 years. Over 400 guests, over 200 episodes, over 10,000 listeners reaching the U.S., Canada, Germany, Indonesia, Cameroon, Philippines, India, Ireland, Sweden, South Korea, Malaysia, Japan, and the Dominican Republic. So tell a friend, share this link. You are going to be listening to the interview I'm continuing with Bonita Brooks. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for holding on so patiently. We're talking about newness and new beginnings and starting off another year. Many people have so many different resolutions, and by the time the year is ending, we have forgotten about them or we didn't do them, you know, and they roll over into the next year. So for you, what types of resolutions do you hold on to, or do you start new every year?
Well, I used to make them. And honest to God, I used to make them and try my best to, you know, fulfill them. And as you said,
right,
you know, we make them every year and it just don't always turn out that way. And I just kind of take it these days as God's plan is God's plan. What is meant, what he has in store for you is what it's going to be. Because you can make a resolution and be stern on it on January 1st all the way up into the 7th.
Yep.
And then come January 8th, you might have went down a different path, you know. Maybe not intentional. Maybe not intentional. You know, it could be good, it could be good, bad, and all that. But you realize that a lot of it doesn't work in your favor. So I just stopped making them. You know, I just stopped making them because, as you said, none of us are perfect, and we all can go down a different path. And I just said, you can come back and find God several times, you know, but God makes no mistakes. So whatever that is in store for you is going to happen for you. And, you know, it's okay to make plans and stuff like that, but don't beat yourself up about it if those plans don't come into play, because it may not be meant for you at that time.
Exactly. That is so
true.
It
may not be meant for you at that time, but if it is, it'll happen.
Yep. I remember in 2005, because I had been with the McDonald's choir for a while, but first I was a contestant before I got involved in that way, or before I started doing media for them. And I remember, you know, starting off, and Mr. Farrell had to literally push me out on the stage because I drew a blank screen and I was terrified. But I won first runner up. Yes.
I remember them days. I mean, sometimes it happens to me still. You know, you can have, you know, your brain just gets foggy, and you might not have had enough sleep before that gig and that type of stuff, where you just could have a couple of things on your mind. So I just learned to leave them problems at the door, because them problems are still going to be there when that show is over. Do what you do while the time is right, and you worry about all the other stuff later. But I have those brain fogs still to this day. And when it does, you learn to improvise and stuff, and you'll come up out of it. That's what ad-libbing
is. That's right.
That's what ad-libbing is for.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know?
You better be quick on your feet and don't let nobody know you messed up, because that's when
it becomes noticeable. Yeah.
You just keep on going, you know, as if it was supposed to be a part of the act or a part of the song or whatever.
Exactly. Nobody's supposed to know it but you. And I think that is one of the funny things that I do with the Bernadettes. You know, we kind of made that to be a staple over the years. And as I said, it could be one of the singers that make a mistake. It could be one of the musicians that miss a note, or, you know, you come in on the wrong key. And we have something that we call flag on the play. So we used to just literally have one of those little flag football flags, you know, on the stage.
Uh-huh.
And whenever someone made a mistake, you kind of throw the flag at the person. But we've lost that flag over the years. So now what we do is, if there's a mistake that's made, we kind of throw our hands up in the air, which means that's a flag on you. You made that mistake, and I heard it. You corrected it, but I heard it. You know, and it just seems to be something that's funny amongst us, and it helps us get through the rest of the show. Nobody knows about the joke but us, you know, but they're not supposed to know.
No, they're not. That's one thing I've learned, you know, especially when you're acting, you know, especially when you're doing, you know, reading lines, you know, and you get up on that stage, you're not going to have that paper in front of you. So you better, if you forget something, you better make that stuff up on the spot. And if you can't, it's a wrap. You know what I'm saying?
Because sometimes the stuff that you make up, you know, to correct that mistake ends up being better than the line you were originally supposed to say, you know?
That's true. You
never know how things
pan
out.
Yes. And so, coming to my next question, what makes you happy? You, Mrs. Brooks, what makes you happy?
Just life in general, being able to open up my eyes every day. You know, I thank the Lord every morning when he wakes me up. I'm thankful for my children, my family, my grandbabies. You know, they just bring me all the joy in the world. You know, thankful that with, I guess you figure, because of what we've all been through, and all of us, whether you were affected or not, this COVID situation has turned the world upside down. And I work in the healthcare field, you know, I work in the medical field, so that was really, really a knockdown punch in the face for me, because doing what I do for a living, that is your job, to make people better, you know, and to be there for them and to make sure that, you know, their needs are met. And when COVID first hit, you talking about feeling helpless, that was the worst, I think, I've ever felt in my entire life, to just watch your people just slip through your fingers and you couldn't do nothing about it. It just made you appreciate life so much more.
Yes, absolutely.
I am definitely thankful for that.
Look at yourself. And see, okay, all right, well, I don't know how much time is left, so what is it that I want to do right now? And, you know, and what do I need to stop doing? You just thought about all of everything, you know, what was important, what was not. It made people step out the box on their gifts and talents and start businesses that was just sitting inside of them, you know. And I understand, because we lost so many people. We really did.
So many.
And yes.
Anybody who didn't have a heart, COVID made you get one, you know, because.
That's right.
Don't have no name on it. It has no age range, and neither did COVID. COVID changed a lot of things for a lot of people, and if it did not open up your eyes to how good life is and how lucky you are, just that God wakes you up every morning, then I don't know anything that will. So just you know, just to be thankful for that alone is enough for me.
Absolutely. And seems like since then, you know, around Christmas time, you know, it seems to flare back up, and then it's a whole new form of the COVID virus. Now it's the norovirus and the flu, and that's exactly. So we have had to adjust to this new lifestyle and way of living. And so it is so true what you said. What makes you excited, though, about this particular year? Do you have anything on the horizon that may be coming up, events, gigs?
Well, we have lots of gigs that's coming up. And as far as the Bernadettes is concerned, I tell people all the time when they ask, and even when they don't ask, you know, you check our website. It'll let you know everywhere that we will be performing, www.thebernadettes.com. We have a newsletter. We have a Facebook page, Instagram page, all of those things. You check those out, and it'll let you know where we will be performing next. And
okay,
as far as,
I was just going to ask you what the
uh-huh.
link is.
Okay. Once you look on that website, it'll let you know where we're going to be. And as far as concerned, I also freelance. You know, the Bernadettes doesn't always have gigs. You know, sometimes they need time to rest and, you know, recoup. So if that happens,
right.
I'm kind of like that Energizer Bunny. I just keep going. If they just,
right.
you know, decide that they want to take a break, then I can, I have, the same with other bands as well, Soundcheck Band, the Groove Time Band, X Factor, you know, lots of different bands I will always lend my voice to when they need me. And
yeah,
I will also actually, where you, as you said in the beginning, where you and I first met, well, officially met, I believe it
right.
was Thelma's, correct?
Yeah.
It was Thelma's, yeah.
yeah.
So and even with Thelma's, I'll be performing there actually Wednesday of this week. So, you know, my Facebook page, my Instagram page, if you check that out, you'll also see where I'm going to be, whether it's solo or with the band. I'm just everywhere.
Okay.
I'm everywhere.
All right. So check her page out. Anyone that is listening, go to her page. What is the page, Ken?
My Facebook page is just under my name, Benita Brooks. My Instagram
okay.
page is Benita Brooks, a.k.a. Songbird Diva. So you look that
okay.
up and to know where I will be next.
Yes. And so we want to support. And I thank you so much for calling in and for spending this time with me and Talk to Me Radio. I appreciate it. Didn't you have a birthday recently?
I did. I did. It was the 29th of November. It just passed.
Oh,
right before the
okay,
news.
November. Okay, it passed.
Mm-hmm,
but in case
mm-hmm.
I didn't say happy birthday, happy birthday.
Thank you so
yes.
much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And I thank you so
You're
much
welcome.
For having me. It was my pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. You have a blessed day, and hopefully I'll see you on Wednesday.
All right. All right. God willing,
okay.
I will see you then.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All
you
right.
have a blessed night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
There you have it. That was Benita Brooks. So if you're in the Bridgeport area and you want to hear her sing solo, she'll be at Thelma's this coming Wednesday. I am going to play a little song, old school song, Say You Love Me by DJ Rogers, which I had heard recently watching an old episode of the Apollo. And I used to love this song. So it's old school. So you might like it as well. And then when I come back, I'm going to let you know who has graced this show.
Together we will never grow. sometime the going will get a little tough. And I must admit, living with me can be rough, but I need you to see me through. I get off when you say, baby, 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 I love you.
That was Say You Love Me by DJ Rogers, a throwback. This is Talk to Me Radio. I am Cherie Humphrey of Diamonds in the Rough, Fighting the Spirit in Me, and the producer of A Star Is Born Talent Events and Talk to Me Radio. If you'd like to support as far as me going to Israel, you can go to my GoFundMe page. The link is on my show page here. Check out my website, www.ditrfindingthespiritinme.org, if you like art. If you can't afford the prices that are listed, we could definitely work something out. But it is black art. Some of it is Black Lives Matter art, and also books. Most of the books that I have are spiritual in nature. So it gives the children a sense of spirituality and just good things, how to get through different situations, because we know that even children do not have such a joyful, happy life with no issues, you know, coming from a household of different issues myself. I definitely understand that in working with kids for over 35 years. It is just not true. So these are some books that will truly help your children get through and teach them something positive. So reach out to me if you would like to order any of these books. Some ebooks are available as well. So I do want to get into, we had Nick Agneto, my former missions leader to Africa from like 15 years ago on at the end of last year. And he did an altar call. So I'm going to do this altar call with you. It is Romans 10, 9 through 11. And I'm going to read what it says so I don't mess up and say anything that is not proper. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. As the scriptures tell us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. And so find somewhere you can fellowship. You know, it is very important and vital to your soul that you find the right place, and that is for you, where you can fit in that community and flourish and be pushed to greater heights, not pulled down and not be held bound or stagnant or, you know, held hostage or anything like that. You want to be able to be somewhere where you can get free. You know, find that out for yourself and keep seeking and keep searching if you haven't found that yet. I'm going to read over some of the people who have graced us in the past 12 plus years. Melba Moore, Cece Peniston, J.J. Harrison, Christopher Williams, Bernard Jackson of Surface, Doobie Powell, Curtis Blow, Stacey Ladithaw Jackson, Glenn Jones, D. Lucas, Benita Brooks, Yo-Yo. I interviewed her in person, and Donnell Jones. Special Ed, I interviewed in person, and he was recently on the show for our anniversary show in December. You can go back and listen to that. Davey Lozano, Randy Young, Joe Show, Nick Kelly, Nick Agneto, Norman Tappan, Chris Clark, Mo Green, Monique Smith, D. Romero, the Green Violinist, Tony Red, Darren Cookie Moore, Calvin Richardson, Wendell B., J.D. Lawrence, Marcel Lashley Davies, Richmond Punch, Carmichael the Music Lover, Isaac Zellner, Cool Mike Ski, Wasan Jackson, Craig Kelly, A-Plus Hollywood, Tony Bird, King Mafioso or King the Barber, Jonathan Du Bois, Junior and Senior, Ane Du Bois, Kim Mathis, Jeanette Green Washington, Elder Jeanette Green Washington, Pastor Joseph Green, Avis Daniels, my mom, Andrea Daniels, my sister. I'm just going to skip over Charles because I don't remember his last name and definitely didn't remember the X. Sebastian Trivi, LaVon Briggs, Jonathan Gates, Mika Jean, Hope Flood, Howie Bell, J.P. Justice, Drew Frazier, Capone, Jay Alexander, Gerald Kelly, FSW, Pastor Brown from Norwalk, Janice Dempsey, Riff, E.Z. Taylor, Keisha Rainey, Judah Seeley, Rashawn Langley, Kiki West, Tiffany Tazell, Omar Wilson, Phoenix Fire, Jay the Comedian, Misconduct, Ricky Allen Drawn, Jay Trini Goring, Coffee Goring, Deborah Williams, Don Nod Nottingham of the Stylistics, Midnight, Marcia Sapp of New York, Carissa Dow, violinist from New York, John Hinton, Bernadette Barnes from New York, Prophet Ramai Jabalani, Ashley Mondestin, Pierre Guten, Pastor Arlene Henry, Prophetess Brenda Culpepper, Maris Goldstone, Damon Cook, Kia Swint, Tatanya Ford, Sonia Hudson Payne, Trina Seymour Bowers, Lauren G., Sheila McCoy, Author M.L. Brooks, Odelia, Pastor Felicia Cunningham, Lou Humphrey of BFE Recordings, Kent Barrett of WNHU, Jerry Green of WYBC, Rashawn Dixon of WYBC, Steve Wallace, Sierra Clark, Lyle Hassan Jones, Songbird, Dave Farrell, Travis Sims, Jason V. Watts, Dwight Lamar, Herb Boyd Jr., Tyrone Dunmore, a.k.a. Terrible T, Candace Rena, Bobby Ramos, John Lawson, Matthew Kirkwood, Big T, Lachey Nicole, Tamar Jerome Pierre, Greg Hill of the Delphonics, Robbie Jenkins, Marilyn Moore, Naja McKenzie, Najia Treat, Gloria Cummings, Darlene McGee, Pastor Gene Smith, Dr. Green, Rodney Bethia, Lynn Mosher, Darlene Adamson, Chandra Shabazz, Carolyn Smith, Naja, oh, I think I said that already, Kayla, Mr. Council, Nimi Ali of New York, Frankie Brady, Elder Savanda Gaskew, Pamela Wright, Spencer Camp, Cool Bubba Ice, Humphrey Bogart, Marlon Randolph, Lachey Nicole, Asante M. Robinson, Kaylin Jackman, Amari Daniel Bay, Jennifer Armistead, Robert Williams of Blue Magic, Jazz E. Matt, Dr. Jamal Bryant, Jamaica Morrison, Bishop Ernest Richardson, Michael Jones, Denzel Washington, Gina Blaze, Connie Johnson, Lamar Taylor, James Fountain, Lisa Mellers, Jeanette Zach, David Davis, Anthony E. Brown Jr., Ernell Grant, Brian DeCauzy, Doremius Williams, Matt Jones, Sheena Bailey, Johnny Lemon, Karina Fort, Tishy Anderson, Renee Love, Treasure Marie, Steve Wallace, Ebony, with an X, CeCe Lee, Kaylee Roselle, Top Notch Band, Norman Tappan, Monique Smith. Some of these names I might have mentioned twice. Curtis Farrell, A. Curtis Farrell of the McDonald's Gospel Fest, Nigel Dunkley, a.k.a. Dr. Jell, Janet Dawson, Denzel Williams, Velasquez Singers of New Jersey, Walter Armistead of New York, Ashley Welfare, Walter Taylor, Janice Murray, Lawrence Green of New Jersey, Sammy Maximum, John the Apprentice, and others I've interviewed doing reporting. Celebrities have been Vicki Winans, Pastor Shirley Caesar, Donnie McClurkin, Mighty Clouds of Joy, Jennifer Holliday, Damian Marley, Little John, Sierra, Little Bo, Elephant Man, Terry Crews, Mary Mary, Bobby Valentino, Diedrich Haddon, and many, many more. So maybe your name can get on this list that I have. I'm going to have to start a new list because this is just crazy. But I thank you so much for tuning in to the first episode of 2023 on Talk to Me Radio, produced by myself, Cherie Humphrey. God bless, and tune in 2 weeks. We will be discussing Black men making moves. So we're going to have two young men, one young man. We have another young man that's going to be on discussing the moves that they are actually making. So let's see. I'm going to take you out with Frankie Beverly and Maze. Happy Feelings. Good night.
Watch this, y'all.